Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hi. Yeah.
Nobody knows where they might end up. Nobody knows.
We didn't want you to sing anyway.
White girl clap, really?
Offbeat.
Julia was a hot mess right there.
I went full white girl for you.
One hand in the air, one hand in the hair. Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Happy Thursday, everyone. Jason Carter with you. Hello, ladies.
Hello. I'm Star Session. I'm so glad to be back.
Hey, Star.
Hey, guys. I'm Kristen Strange.
And I'm Julie Parton.
Julie Parton, Kristen Strange, Star Session. Ladies, you look fantabulous tonight. I'm so blessed to be here with you guys.
You're beautiful. Thank you, darling.
Stunning, we all stunning. Look really good tonight.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
And we brought our A game.
I bought my Mickey game, and someone asked me, why are you wearing a Mickey shirt?
Well, why not?
Some trivia. Disney owns ABC, so it's fitting. Uh-huh. The correlation is there, yeah?
There you go.
Synergy here.
The synergist. And it was $10 at Target. And you guys know, the Target t-shirts fit you the best athletic fit. And they
last. You
know
what? If we're being honest here, I think the shirt was $11 at Target.
Ooh, well, Target. I
mean, this is not a Target commercial. That's just honesty. Let's get back to the show. But,
my shoes are Target.
My tights are Target.
My underwear is... No, I will say Target has the best clearance section for women, though. You guys got a whole floor.
Oh, my gosh. We have clearance section in every store. Let's get into the show.
Yeah. So, okay. Afterwards, like Target. So, Grey's Anatomy, season 11. What was this episode called tonight? I don't even care about the episodes anymore because it's like... I feel we get duped every week.
This was the biggest dupe I can remember.
Because of the trailer last week, right?
The trailer last week led us to believe that the big moment was going to be the test results. That was the cliffhanger.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you guys are... This isn't your first rodeo with Grey's Anatomy.
But Star, this was blatant that we were going to see this. They cut it off right before the result.
And that moment was like, ooh, oh...
And then, yeah, and Julie and I are believers in manifesting. So we're manifesting a great episode this week, and we thought it was going to be like the big reveal, the baby was going to... And, okay, listen.
I did not really say that I'm a believer in manifesting. I have no idea what that means.
I'm a believer in manifesting.
I will manifest with you.
I meant to say Christian Star. I'm a believer. What kind of evil creature
I've never even heard of that.
Julie,
what?
Pardon.
Manifesting?
We'll have a moment after the show.
Anyways, I want to start by saying... Online, on YouTube, some people were offended that I said something about a screwed up baby. I do apologize for saying that. I did not mean to say screwed up baby. Okay.
But, wow, right at the top of the show.
I mean, let's get out of the way. But however,
I agree.
Dr. Nicole Herman said screwed up baby on the show this week.
He did. And it's...
She doesn't have a soul, though.
Yeah, that's her character.
Maybe Jason's going to manifest her one.
Oh.
It's good to manifest
things. I'm sorry. I'll hear about it later.
Google it. Anyways.
It's good.
So, tonight's show was kind of... It was a filler episode for me. Really, it was.
No, there were some things that led us to the next... Yeah, okay, so then fine. It's a filler episode.
But Star defines filler episode. No, it was this. Yes, yeah. That.
Yeah. I felt like there was a lot of great points that got dropped on us this episode. Like? And so I feel like it was a good episode. Don't just throw it under the bus.
No. Okay. Queen, throw it under the bus.
Okay.
But no.
Jason's like, if they're not dying, if they're not getting life-changing results.
We got to use a 3D printer again.
Which, by the way... That 3D printer was like the
death of last season.
Yeah, and it's still there. It's like Annabelle the doll. It's like get that 3D printer out of the damn hospital.
Yeah, I thought it was gone. I thought that the funding pulled it. I didn't realize it was still in the basement. Yeah.
I didn't either. And I really didn't realize Meredith was going to be so attached to it. That thing screwed her over.
I know. It's like this codependency. It's like,
that was a trail of tears for her. Hey, Kristen, she immediately goes back.
Go dust off the 3D printer. We're going to print something real quick. Like, out of nowhere, this printer comes back. And then what they printed looked like a Fisher Price toy.
It looked like Play-Doh. Like, they just put it together here. Play-Doh, here's your
although Kristen organs. Had the best point ever. They're sitting there. How long till it's done? 7 hours. She goes, doesn't she have children? Maybe she should go do something with him for the next 7 hours.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. Like, why sit there?
Yo, Zola's going to come back in 2 episodes, be like 18, and be like, yo, Ma, you were never there for me, Ma.
Well, I like how she pointed out, oh, the daycare's open 24 hours a day. Like, horrible. Oh, it's open, so because, you should just leave them there.
Because we've been tweeting about it, and we've been saying, like, where are the kids? You know, what are we going to do with these ridiculous kids? Like, where are they? They're upstairs in heaven of child care. It's right. Ridiculous.
She's so excited about the baby. She tried so hard and she doesn't even see it.
Yeah. Walk up to the baby. You're there for 7. What else am I going to do? Yeah. I don't know.
Snuggle your kids and have that quality time. I think it's
take
terrible.
Take them to the park.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's late at night, but snuggle them.
Say hi.
You can go snuggle. Say hi. Snuggle's a 24-hour availability thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Snuggle anytime
at all times. Yeah.
Watch Frozen. I'm sure Zola loves Frozen.
Horrible movie. Let that go. No, don't. No. Nope. Don't do it. Star. Don't do it.
Mm-mm. So, what I will say about tonight's episode is that it didn't feel like it was separated between patient stories and doctor stories. It was very intertwined, and they went well together.
Sure. Right, but I feel like it was definitely more our character story. I feel like there was that one patient. There was I don't know.
I guess you're right. We didn't get acquainted with the patients. We didn't really know their names. But the patient stories were very important. There was the tumor wrapped around the heart of the liver. Mm-hmm. We couldn't figure out which was the tumor. We know there was 3 parts to that 3D print. We didn't know which one was the tumor. I think prongs.
I think you were right with the dark red one.
Like, but when they took that thing out at the end, it had the little point.
It did, but I think...
Because it was growing. We don't know.
That was the green.
Let's just say, you know what? Since we don't know, let's just call it what it... Let's just say that was it.
Yeah.
Because I thought that they pulled out... Why would they pull out the organ that she might need?
But I thought maybe they were going to pull it out and then, like, do some digging and then put it back in.
Like, it's like what operation?
Then it would have been put on ice, right? So it was definitely the tumor. And you know what, guys? Why don't you go ahead and tweet us? Because I know you know at home.
And why don't we shout out to our Grays family right now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And if you're on Twitter or watching us live or want to join the conversation, we are using the hashtag GraysABTV and we're sticking with that.
And we love the tweets we get from you guys starting on Wednesday. I mean, I wake up 7 a.m. Happy Grays Day, Jason. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Alicia
the day
Harding.
Starting.
Yeah, absolutely. Alicia Harding.
Been there forever. CD Olviera, 83. Yeah. Are you guys hanging in there? Barely.
Yes. Safel Stewart tweeted me today. Also, Kyle White, who is a guy.
Always there. K Dallas, 91.
Safi Megazari.
Show me B. The bigger rappers in Show Me B in the house.
That's so funny. Anyways, we have some great fans, and then everyone's been on YouTube as well. So don't forget to give us 5 stars and more on iTunes as well if you're downloading that.
So we start the episode with we see Owen, Callie,
and this new lady.
Owen, Callie.
This was your best prediction yet.
I think so.
Best prediction.
They're going to lean on each other, then they're going to lean on each other in bed.
Yeah.
I think maybe they might say, well, I can't get back out there, and you can't get back out there. Maybe we get back out there together.
And Owen wants a baby, and Callie wants a baby. Maybe they're like, let's just do this. And she's like, I did this with Mark.
A lot of people hated it. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it.
I was hating it before. I saw it tonight.
You know,
the chemistry there, the music came in just right. I was like, oh, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Yeah.
Someone said, oh, it's because she was friends with Christina, so she he's not going to do that because, and she's not going to do that because they're both friends with Christina. Christina doesn't even live here anymore. No one.
Christina's with
and
Shane.
And when has that stopped anyone in Grace?
Right? Yeah. There's no girl code in Grace. Like, it's all for
there's
game.
There's no girl code. There's no guy code. There's no doctor code.
I would love for a girl cat fight on Grace where, like, Callie's like, you took my man.
My man.
That's my man. You
and
know?
Maybe that's when we'll see a Christina guest star when ooh, right when they get together and she's like, what?
I don't think so. I don't think Christina's coming back till a long
like
time.
The finale. Now.
The end of the show.
The series finale.
Yeah, maybe.
But I do think you're right about that. I think this entire plot line was just to show us that those two are headed towards each other.
Yeah.
But what there was just this overly sexual, aggressive drug rep as they usually
drug
are.
Rep, the way she said it.
And she's
drug
just like, pusher. Innuendo. After innuendo, don't you want this? Your research is sexy.
Yes, and I'm only going to be here for one more night. I was like, yes.
But she wasn't, you know, saying that to Callie, though. We thought it was
seemed
to
like
Owen.
She was saying it to Owen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of thought she was just, like, putting it out there and seeing who gives it back.
Like, right. Neither one.
Maybe she wanted a threesome. Maybe she wanted,
like,
you know, the more the barrier.
I felt like she was making eye contact with Owen.
Yeah. She was.
So it's
she
awkward to
was.
Say, no, I was talking to you. You weren't, lady. You weren't looking at me.
Yeah, the bar scene was kind of funny because we were like, oh, you know, she was, like, kind of a... doing the game for Owen?
Yeah.
Right. She's like, she was being the wingman for Owen. That's what I'm trying to say. She was trying to be the wingman for Owen, and then she's like, what, you're after me? I didn't even pick up the signs. Like, her gay code was like off.
Then she bolts out of there because she ain't ready. Girl, you're always ready for some nookie.
I felt so bad for Owen, though. He seemed like he finally was like, okay.
I don't think he was that into it.
I don't think he was that into it, but it would have been good for him to get a... You know,
because I've never seen Owen be shy. With all the ladies, I mean, he hasn't had all that many, but his two girls that he's been with, he's always been the one
that's...
He's
just been heartbroken, like, really bad.
Right, because he said, you know, I pulled her icicle out. And I remember that episode. His hair was all dark.
That was my least favorite episode of the entire series.
Shut up.
I stopped watching Grey's for
Why
a
would you do that, Julie?
Really? Because it's ridiculous that everyone, especially at that point in time, everyone on the show was almost dying. And they were just grasping for straws, and an icicle stabs her, and Meredith and Christina were old together. I stopped, and I was like, I'm done, this show's stupid. I couldn't stay away. And I'm glad I couldn't. I'm glad I couldn't, because I love it again now. Anyway, he was having such a Christina moment, he went in over the fan.
Oh, yes.
He held Invisible Christina over the fan.
I knew that moment before they showed Christina. I was like, is he holding?
Yeah.
I thought it was cute and sweet and adorable.
But what if he started, like, caressing? That would have been fun.
But, no, okay, so the thing about Owen this season is he's the new chief. He really has no purpose. He's just there, aimlessly heartbroken. And tonight, we see him even more vulnerable than when he was choking Christina out, which is my favorite scene of Grey's. He's like, oh, but, I don't know. I feel like he seemed kind of nerdy tonight for some reason.
He needs to let go of that girl.
I liked him more tonight than usual for some reason.
She's with Shane in the Netherlands getting her chocolate fixed.
You liked him because he had more to say.
He's just less annoying. I feel like he's just a lot of the time in other people's business and just offended.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a vulnerability tonight that was relatable.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick?
No.
And after Buzzers, I want you to listen to this one and agree with me.
Does
anyone miss Derek? I don't miss Derek at all.
I miss Derek.
He's gone. But
I like Derek in the role that he is.
Gone.
The handsome little perfect hair Meredith husband guy.
I miss Derek what he used to be. I don't miss recent Derek.
I don't miss him at all.
Well, what's interesting is that there was like a little sentimental moment that Meredith was having in the show, and she was alluding to, like, missing someone. And then in the end, I was thinking in my head, I feel like she's talking about Christina, not even Derek.
Yeah,
absolutely was.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Right,
I just wrote that moment down. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I bet you if she could have either one, she's going to pick Christina.
You know what I did feel tonight? This show is too many women right now. There's three men on it now, and they didn't really, four. There's four men on it, and they're worthy. They're awesome, but it just felt very woman-centric.
Very
which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Wrong? No. The show I'm used to? No.
Well,
they're just, I mean, this was a girl-to-girl episode. That's awesome. They had their moments.
It's no longer a partial sausage fest on Grey's. I do agree. But, I mean, I think
the
women...
But that's what we all loved about
it. Well, for you, I do think the women, though... The women have always been the stronger characters on the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But there wasn't any male camaraderie tonight. You know how there used to be Mark and Derek were best friends?
No.
That was missing entirely. They didn't even talk to each other tonight, the men.
That's true.
I do like the monologue when they're printing the Oregon about being alone.
Yes, you know, let's talk about
they,
that.
They have Grace has a great way of putting into their dialogue and into their monologues things we can relate to. It's very relatable about how Maggie said, I'm really good at being alone. That really hit home for me because I remember a time in my life where I thought, I'm so good at being alone. Like, I'm so good at doing everything by myself. I don't need anybody. Like, my career is, my ambitions are my
right,
spouse.
But on the other hand of that, like, I remember always being with someone and being in Meredith's shoes.
Right.
And, like, sleeping in my own one-bedroom apartment by myself. I was like, how do I do this? I had to fly all the way home, get comfort from my family to come back and try it again. You know what
really?
I mean? It took me some time to live in my lovely apartment by
sure.
myself. And then I met my lovely fiancé. But, you know, there is that moment of, like, it's kind of scary. Like, is someone behind the curtain in the shower? Mm-hmm. There's those moments of, like, right. the security, you
sure.
know? And I feel like...
Yeah, I hardly ever been alone.
I love being alone.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Lamp.
I love Lamp.
Anchorman.
It was funny how Maggie... We finally get to hear about her past. She was engaged. Did we know
to
that
Dean.
Before?
Well, no. She was proposed to, not engaged.
Oh, you're right.
And because he...
And obviously she chose that moment. Will you marry me? Well, I've never liked sleeping next to you. I want separate beds down the hall. Yeah, no, that's a no.
Well,
yeah.
That's the latest... That's like the last time to say it before it gets super awkward.
Yeah, like you gotta say it before, when you're being proposed at least. Yeah.
And Maggie girl, you need to find a middle ground. It doesn't have to be snuggle or down the hall. It can be, I need an inch.
Yeah.
I need one inch.
Let's get California King bed.
Yeah.
No. Cuddling and snuggling and cupcaking is the spice of a relationship.
Is cupcaking a real thing?
Yes. I cupcake daily with my man. And
what is that?
Cupcake. Okay, when you cupcake after buzzers, I'm going to school you on something real quick. Take notes. When you cupcake, that's when you go like, I love you so much. Oh, you're so cute. You know, the little hugs. Or you send texts. You text with like cute, like you're my everything, my little
everyone
cuddle bear.
Everyone who thinks Jason made up this term himself, raise your hand.
You know what? Well, fine then. I guess I coined the word cupcaking. Hashtag cupcaking.
I'm loving it. Tonight's hashtag is definitely hashtag cupcaking.
Yeah, you
cupcake.
I'm probably
going to cupcaking later.
There you go.
I get cupcaked on, and I'm usually like,
ew,
see in bed.
See, that can be kind of sexual. He cupcaked on me.
Okay, moving on. I would just have
dirty.
To say, for Maggie... You know, for me, it's snuggle 5 minutes, and it's maybe like we'll fall asleep with a touch.
Mm-mm.
You know, like
yeah. I'm there.
Like,
I'm with you.
I want full embrace,
baby.
And
then like, get away.
It depends how hot it is, because mine
a
like,
heat wave is a different story.
Yeah, mine's
don't touch
like
me.
A furnace, so it's you gotta keep him away.
I'm a super shifty sleeper. I don't think it's fun to cuddle with me or cupcake with me at night.
I'm a kicker, so
not sleeping with you.
Whoa.
No,
but whatever
no girls trip with you.
I feel like I understand Maggie more. She's very self-sufficient.
And you didn't like her at first.
Ew. I could
traitor.
Not stand her at
self-sufficient,
first.
Loner, or like, there's gonna, that, I think that they revealed that story for them, for us to get up someone
right.
for her.
Self-sufficient, loner,
so that's coming
or
up.
Closet freakazoid.
That's coming up.
And,
she's gonna
I
have
read
to learn.
She's getting love interest
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
But I did love at the end when Meredith was cuddling with her Fisher-Price toy,
yep.
How she called Maggie.
That was a shocker. That was the best moment of the entire
yeah.
episode.
Because
we all were like, is she calling Derek or Christina? And
Derek
we all
or
said,
Christina, Derek or Christina.
And we all at the same time said Christina, and then it turned around and we were like, what?
It was
like,
what?
But and I'm glad I called it. I said they had a very good dynamic between the two, and even you said that wasn't you, Star, who was saying that they had similar face structure.
That was me.
Oh, Christian, sorry. I feel like that was me.
That was me.
I'm loving Meredith and Maggie. I think it's good. It's believable.
Let's just say I love Grace. Like, it's like fight, and it's like we're just gonna forget about that storyline,
right.
And they're friends now.
Well, I thought I was gonna have trouble accepting her because I loved Lexi. So I did not think that I was going to like her.
What Grace does is that it wears you down on stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
Maggie,
I'm over it.
But then she wears you down. You're like, we do not need another Meredith sister. Mm-hmm. Wears you down. The things you can't get used to. I could never get on board with Christina and Owen.
Mm.
That tumultuous relationship really just, I was glad when it was over. But I really feel like it wore me down on Maggie.
Yeah. They got
I like
you.
Her.
They got you good.
I like them as sisters. For some reason, I'm seeing it as realistic, even though it's not. At all.
No, I see it. I don't know. Who cares if I see it or not? I like that they're being friends and we can move on with that.
That was a cute moment.
It was a really cute moment.
And Maggie probably was super stoked.
Right. She's like, my sister likes me, actually.
It is funny to FaceTime somebody that you were just with for the last 24 hours.
Like, how far away?
Right.
2 miles, probably.
Probably. But speaking of crazy, kooky family, April's mom. Yeah, yes. Okay, word. Really? Yeah. Okay, after buzzers, ladies, do you agree that April, if you've seen Carrie, the Stephen King movie, April's mom looks like one of those Bible thumping psycho chicks that just, you know,
tonight was her night. She went off.
That is what they were trying to
that
have.
Red she was like, hair, pale face. I mean,
so yeah, this entire storyline has a lot of talking points.
Yes.
Apparently, they're going to find the result from the test tonight, which they didn't, which I will not get over. That
I will never
was
forgive you.
Low no. and lame.
I can't Shonda, believe you thought you were going to get it this episode.
I can't believe you didn't.
I did.
I'm with you, Jules.
I couldn't
I'm
believe we were in like minute 44 yeah, and I still had
well, then that's
out.
Yeah, that's how I knew.
I thought they should have given it to us and given us till the next week to figure it out. Just that saying. Was rude and not like the show.
I feel like next week we're not going to know either, though. I feel like it's going to
be like 3 weeks until like the finale.
Or they'll tell them, but behind closed doors or something, so everyone on the show knows, but we don't.
It's like
know.
When Izzy had cancer.
A tiny part what? Of me thought they maybe weren't going to find out. Like, April didn't want to know. She wanted to carry the baby no matter what.
So well, there was let's this, talk about, yeah,
yeah
let's
there was
get
this
into
moment
it.
They were sitting there, and Jackson's like, yeah, maybe he will live 18 months in the NICU, but should he? She's like, of course he should. Of course he should. He'll have 18 months together with us, and knowing that he's loved. So they're really at odds about this.
And then the mom, you know, God's plan is God gives you what you're supposed to have. You can't have, God doesn't give you anything you can't handle, et cetera, et cetera.
Blatant writing when the mom walks in and she's like, you need a change of scenery.
Yes.
Let's go to church. Let's pray. That was just like, it was like chalkboard to me. Nails on a chalkboard.
So let me ask you ladies a question. If, Star, let's say your mom, you were in that situation, your mom said those things to you, how would you react? Would you be a little, would you find, how would that, because to me, I would make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, let's just, you know what, it's, every situation's going to be different. She's literally in a vulnerable situation where she's just kind of like probably more in a haze than making the best decisions right now. But calling her mom was not the worst thing to do.
Yeah.
So I think her mom coming, but she just kind of went with it. Like, honestly, I'm a Christian woman. I would go to pray too, but they were like, didn't even include Jackson.
They
I was like,
should've.
Not even like, Jackson, will you, I know you don't believe, but can you come sit with us in church? Like, something simple as that. They were like, see ya, Jackson.
Well, I love
weird.
The whole science versus faith kind of theme they're going. You know, Jackson's like, let me help you. Let me show you the facts. This is that. And she's like, no, hallelujah, sweet Jesus.
Can I just make a prediction? I'm
sure.
Sorry. I know I just spoke. But they're definitely going to get a divorce because this is going to make or break them. Because if they are going at odds with this and maybe she does get the abortion,
she's
going to...
She's not going to forgive him.
She's not going to forgive him.
She will never get the abortion.
And it's always... This relationship is always going to be science versus religion.
Right.
If she does, she's going to blame him for it.
I don't think she ever would. I don't think that's in the realm of possibilities for her.
I hate, though, that her mom is forcing that down her throat. I mean, I don't feel like Jackson's saying, get an abortion. He's like, I want you to think about it.
The options.
I want you to know what you're getting yourself into. And her mom's just like, no. Why would you do that to her?
Well, April, though, the thing about April is that she's always blaming somebody for something.
Yeah.
Like, she blamed Jackson for taking her virginity, correct? Like,
she
had that.
I mean, she
you made me do it, you sexy chocolate thing. You know, like, so I don't know. I feel the story. It's my least favorite storyline. I'm sorry. I've never been a fan of April. So to me, it's like, okay, your baby has issues.
Yeah.
They could have had something. I would have been more impressed with the storyline if they gave birth to the baby and it was Down syndrome or something else. Then it's just, I'm not buying this. To me, the storyline
Unbreakable. You're not buying Unbreakable.
No.
I feel the exact opposite. And I can't say that I love this story because it absolutely breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I don't wish it on the show or upon anybody in the world, but I love the fetal surgeries. That is so interesting to me. That's some of the most interesting medicine that they've ever shown on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they finally, 11 years, are still pulling out new stories. We haven't seen anything
like
this before.
That's true. That's very
true. I find
true.
It very intriguing, the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, the concept is intriguing, but my point was that it's my least favorite storyline. It's not, I think the idea behind it, yeah, absolutely, but the story's not gripping me like I'm emotionally. Grays, you want to feel something with Grays, right? I feel like I've been left cold and just disappointed by a lot of the storylines. They're not doing it for me.
Yeah, me too. I feel very strong. And I even have a super close friend who went through this almost exact same situation this year. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why I feel incredibly emotionally invested in it.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't, and maybe you too, because I've never been pregnant. Right. So I don't had a baby, so I don't really... And I don't really know that many people who have. Well, so I don't know.
Nice to meet you. I'm Julie.
I know you.
I haven't had a baby, but I agree. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
And it's not something that I can envision. So maybe you can envision it, but I'm not to the point where I can envision yet. So I can't put myself in her place where I feel like you maybe could.
Well, I pick apart the show creatively. I think Grace, to me, I interpret Grace. It's an appetite for me, so I want to be fed. I don't want to be hungry for something. And seriously, I know it sounds stupid, but I'm sure After Buzzers you can agree as well. When you, the preview for next week says this is why you watch Grey's Anatomy, because of the emotion, obviously.
Yeah.
So I tune into this show, and I have for 11 years, because it gives me something that I want. And I'm not getting that. And so with this whole April, to me it's okay, cool, the baby's having an issue, I get it. I'm more invested in Nicole Herman and Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as invested into that story. No. I'm not loving her character as much as I did at the beginning.
Whenever they were in the room at the end, Jackson and April, and Arizona walks in and he gets really flooded with emotions. He's like, this is a big guns conversation. That was heavy.
That That's moment.
Really? You can't say you weren't emotionally attached to that moment?
Well, yeah.
I feel like so maybe then, next week we'll get there.
Maybe, exactly.
But I don't, it's because I don't know.
Exactly.
So I'm maybe you're it's going to be healthy.
Because you just said that you had a friend who went through this exact same thing, so you have an idea of what transpires.
Ditto. Yeah. I've had a friend that went through it too, and I've never went through it. But the thing is that imagine just growing something in your body and something is wrong and you have choices.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, even if you had a cactus, you had choices. Are you gonna go left or right with it? It's kind of like, I don't know what
a cactus.
I don't know why.
No, it's star. It's
I know
very
why
original.
You went with a cactus because of that tumor tonight. Sort of looked like a cactus.
There it is.
Very original. Find it. Yes, I love it.
I found it. Okay. But my thing is just you grow something inside of you, and then you're planning it. You're waiting for it, and so of course you're gonna be emotionally. I love this storyline because they are doing something that really happens in the real world, and it's an issue that comes up a lot, and faith versus science is a big thing.
Huge. I like and that part of it. I do.
I think
I love it and hate that part.
Well, it's not the first time they've done that on the show, though. I mean, they've had.
It doesn't matter. Either way, it's a good storyline, and you better agree with us right now.
No, you don't have to agree.
But I'm just kidding.
I do want to say that faith versus science. I'm on the faith side, but the mom is not. The way that it should be done.
No.
You should not come in and say all of these trite cliche things. And
trite.
I feel like poor April is just getting this faith versus science, and it's clashing. And she's right, you know.
Right.
And how about that part where she's like knife? We knew she was going to cut her finger off. We knew.
Yeah, and then she didn't.
Of course she did.
Because Lexi cut her finger off one time. Remember the episode? So they can't do that again.
But So I'm glad you called her mom. I wish her mom had a calmer, more I'm here for you in a genuine way.
Well, it will be
not
after,
in a cliche way.
After that monologue that April did, she's going to they're both gonna calm their nerves because that monologue, whew.
Yeah,
see,
I felt it.
I did not. Kristen, did you feel it?
Not a lot.
I'm gonna tell you what monologue. If that they should have modeled that monologue after Bailey's monologue when she's telling the chief after George and Izzy died that we're
don't go so far back. I don't remember what I did yesterday.
Because that's a great monologue. You know where she's like we're scared. If you're not scared, you're not paying attention.
I remember that monologue.
Emmy worthy stuff. April's monologue tonight was more of April,
and it had a chance. That had a real shot to be a great.
I thought it was great. I mean, great, yes and no. She was totally confused and really showed that. But here's the thing. Oh.
Don't leave her hanging.
Girl, I thought you were pushing him out. That's what I thought was happening.
That's even better.
I thought it was
after but she only treat the only male on the panel, then she'd be like, I don't even matter. But ladies, I respect your opinions because you guys make very valid points, you know.
Ditto.
Yeah, I mean, faith versus science, Julie, you hit the nail on the head, Star as well. It's a very daily. People are always talking about it daily. Like, not to go on another show, but being Mary Jane, same thing, you know, church and religion. So really cool stuff. But can we talk about real quick Poor freaking Amelia. I feel like Shonda's like, listen, I canceled your show. So you kind of look like Derek. Let's just put you on the show for a while and see what happens. Because Nicole Herman has no faith in this girl that she can save her life. And I don't either.
Really? No. So when she was talking to the interns, she had a moment where she was having a teaching moment. And she was telling them how she was going to take out this tumor. She was kind of going so fast that she was going over their head that they couldn't even catch up.
I was confused.
They're all like, lasers?
They wanted us to be.
Go back to the lasers.
Yeah, they wanted us to be confused. But that moment when she figured it out, Dr. Edward, she was like, I get what it's about. And I feel like that's what the entire episode was about. It's about the end game. It's about the full picture. That was every storyline got to that moment.
Yeah, that was the theme of, if only I could hold it in my hands. Yeah, right? Like, if only I could 3D print this life.
Yeah, it was very much that. So that was definitely the overall ordeal of the show. And I don't know.
I think Amelia's brilliant. She just doesn't know how to verbalize
her brilliancy.
Yeah, just she's, like what I think did. She's brilliant. Yeah, she's totally brilliant. And I think she's going to do it. But
you do. You think she's going to be able to extract the tumor successfully?
Well, I don't know.
I think she is too. But do you guys, Star, you're touching. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Julie. You're touching on story about how this the whole theme of Grey's is very female empowerment, female centric, in all the capacities about Meredith being single. Because I don't feel like Meredith's really sad about Derek being gone.
No, not at all.
She's like, kind of bragging about
she's
it.
She's like, he's gone.
Derek left me.
Yeah, you know, and so like I go home and like, you know, sleep by myself. You know, can I 3D print someone to sleep with, you know?
She was going to 3D print my Derek.
That would be
they're
going
to be like, oh, I'm sorry, it's going to take 37 hours to print his hair.
But what a biatch. She's just like, whatever. And what kind of throws me off about that is if we go back and watch every season of Grey's prior to and just the whole story of Meredith, what they've gone through to come to this point, and, you know, she drowned. He saved her. You know, the shooter.
The close-to-death moments.
You remind me of the Grey's phase that I hated, where they're all almost dying.
But now it seems like she is too big for her britches. Like, she's
Meredith?
You know, well, I feel, and I love Meredith, but I feel like she's detached from reality a little bit.
Because she needs to figure out who she is. That is like a number one moment when it comes to females. Before you get married, who are you by yourself but without anyone else?
Ooh,
I feel like she didn't have that moment. Oh, I made sure I had that moment before.
What was your discovery, Star Sapphire?
Well, I had to learn how to live by myself. I had to learn how to read a book and be okay that no one's around. Like you know what I mean?
Check your closets before you go to sleep.
Not in a creepy way, but just in like creepy.
This is a psychological moment, but I think I really discovered who I was more when I got married. Because before that, I was just dating so much and I was just all about that. And once I got married, I was like, okay, well, this is who I'm with for the rest of my life. Who am I? What do I focus on now? And then I got really ambitious with my career. It was finally like dating was off the table.
Definitely. My career is always better when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah,
that's
so
always
I could
been.
Focus on and who that's I really old. Was more so.
I feel like I'm more driven when I'm not in a relationship.
I don't know what happened. Once I got married, I got it together.
We're not even talking about Grey's anymore. I love
but,
it.
No, but you guys make, I'm sure some of our viewers agree with you. Female viewers agree that, you know, relationships can veer you in different directions. And some people, you know, you said that when you found out you got more of an identity when you were in a relationship and that when you were dating, that was a distraction. So now that you have that
I was
off the
so
table.
Into it.
Right. Because you're a people person, you know, so, and then for you, Star, you, so I mean, it makes sense.
Since you're not a people person.
No, I need someone with me all the time, right, but so now I know how to do it.
Be by yourself. And those are very valuable lessons.
And I feel like for Meredith, this is the reason we don't know her anymore is because she's learning out who she doesn't even know who she is.
Yeah.
So this is we're gonna get to know her and we're gonna get to love her again, and it's okay that it's without Derek. He'll be back and maybe she'll be the better wife.
I think they really are wanting Meredith to find to find who she is as a person and to be content alone. That's a strange journey to put somebody on her age this
with
late into the
kids.
Show with
but
all those
no,
kids
it's not.
Think about her past, like the way she was when she got on the show and all her issues with her. She never had time to figure out who she
who
was
because
she was
exactly.
too busy sleeping around and getting
almost
drunk.
Dying and almost, right.
Yeah. So it's
and becoming a doctor.
With her past, it's like
she always
I get how she got here.
Christina and Derek were always there. orbiting mm-hmm. Meredith. Mm-hmm. And like Christina said, you're the sun. It just makes perfect sense now. And Julie, great point. I would love to see a new side of Meredith. And we're seeing a new side of Meredith now. I just don't think I like it as much, but maybe I'm not giving it a chance, you know? However, I will say that, Bailey. Another useless character this season. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they're not giving Bailey anything to deal with.
Or Karev.
Remember what they did with Bailey last season? They gave her OCD?
Yeah. Well, one of our fans at KDallas91 basically said, there's just way too many characters in this show, and it's kind of an unnecessary cast. It's way too big. I mean, that's what we're saying right now. I definitely agree that there's so many characters that sometimes it's like, oh, we got to see them all this episode, but then nothing really happened.
I feel like I don't mind the vast amount of characters, but it's a little ridiculous when the chief is coming in. I thought you might need coffee. Like, you don't have to bring everyone. It's probably in their contracts or something like that, but it just seems redundant to bring people in for 1 second at a time.
Right, for coffee. When
I thought you might need
when
this.
You've been on the show for 10 years and you never bought coffee once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now you're like, here, look, here, I bought you a scone.
What is funny, so I actually didn't make that realization until we were talking about it right now. So Stephanie got the tumor Amelia's. That's what she clicked with Amelia.
Right.
Okay, so she's put on that case. All right, so we have two people on it now.
On Dr. Herman's case?
Yeah, on Gina Davis' tumor case.
Gina Davis.
I did
not
think
Dr.
that
Herman,
part.
It's Gina Davis.
I like how Dr. Gina Davis was going through the files and she was sorting them
based
like
on success rate.
Maybe never. This one's definitely going to be someone. I just couldn't believe it. And Arizona even was shocked about that part.
You know what, though? I think Arizona is going to need to get a little bit more
of
like
that.
Her.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, definitely.
She's not going to survive in the fetal surgery.
In the end, she's not going to survive.
Right.
You don't think? She looks overwhelmed. I don't think she's ever going to catch up. I think it's... She's gonna quit.
She's weak.
I think she's too good of a pediatric surgeon
right.
to give, and you can tell that's where her heart is, and she wants to strive for more, but you're good at what you do, and that's where they need you.
Do you ladies think that... What she said.
That brings up a very good question for
Before
me.
You move on, sure. though, I do think that Gina Davis is going to die, and Arizona will come into her own as the fetal surgeon. I think that's just the direction that this show likes to take.
What is it like?
They love Amelia to fail. So that's probably going to happen. Gina Davis is, I think she's too big of a star to become a serious regular.
She has nothing else to do. What do you mean too big of a star? What is she doing?
Well, wait, I think Gina Davis is Thelma Louise, real talk. No.
I don't think she's
Beetlejuice.
I don't know.
No, the president.
But I think Arizona's going to get it.
Hey, so it's like Gina Davis is a supreme and now she's going to die and Arizona's going to be the new supreme?
I think so.
Or maybe she'll succeed and then she'll be like, oh, I'm too big for this, Seattle, I'm leaving.
And Gina Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
She might have an epiphany.
Or she's going to be like, I almost died, I'm going to travel the world.
Quick question, ladies, though. Do you think back to what you said about Arizona, about being shocked about Gina Davis and how nonchalant and cavalier she was about those cases, do you think that you have to be that cold and that detached in order to be a fantastic surgeon in any genre?
I don't think that cold. I think you have to be a little bit detached.
Yeah.
How would you survive losing that? That you were going to lose people as a surgeon. How would you survive losing that many people?
That's true. But I do think that you don't necessarily have to be that cold and detached, but you do have to be calculated about it. Mm-hmm. Because she can't take on every case, and you have to realize that, and you just sort of have to understand, just because I take on this case, someone is going to die, but that would have happened without me, you know?
To be fair, I do think she is kind of infested because she is training
Arizona yeah.
so that someone can do this. Mm-hmm. So obviously she's...
This is her life's work.
There needs to clearly be way more people to do this because though she has all these patients, they have 9 months before they're going to get out, like... out of the belly, so there's no way she could have never, even if she stays alive forever, she can never do all those patients at once.
What happened to her boy toy? Where'd boy toy go?
Oh, I know, Graham.
Graham didn't make it.
He was just the flavor of the week.
He needed to learn this stuff, too.
He got embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, that does make sense.
Didn't she tell him that he was bad or something?
I don't remember. I don't remember his exit. Either way, he's not there.
he made a mistake, maybe?
No. She was embarrassed that he wore pink scrubs. Him in.
Yeah. But, you know, ultimately, it was an okay episode. I do like the best part of the show to me was the preview for next week, which we will be duped on again. But Meredith, Maggie in bed, connecting, good stuff. Great TV.
Loved
great,
it.
Show.
Great show. Great
show. I don't think it was that great of an episode.
No, it was like a six.
But that fine, was a cute it's part. Just me, but and maybe some of you out there.
It was, I mean,
loved this episode.
Really?
Because it was a filler that got us, that dropped a lot of bombs.
I could literally punch someone in the face for not giving us those test results tonight. Yeah. That was offensive.
We learned about the snuggles.
Me.
And who doesn't meet?
And cupcaking.
Owen, I did like Owen and Callie.
We loved Owen and Callie. We got some 3D printing. We didn't even know that was still around. Like, these are like a major moment.
Yeah.
There we go.
April looked super cute with a baby bump.
Yes.
She's a doll.
Okay.
Anyways. All right,
look. Predictions. Let's keep it moving.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I predict, ladies.
This is really loud.
I predict,
Ew.
You said it in front of me. Okay. I predict that J-April's baby is okay, and it comes out and they keep it.
I don't know.
What are you? You don't know. You don't.
I don't predict that.
I don't think that either.
I predict that they're gonna go. I think that this is gonna break them up for a time being. I think that April's not going to be able to handle Jackson not supporting her decision to want to have this baby. And I think it's going to be type 2. I think that... I don't know. Well, I don't know any more than that.
I think that it's not going to break them up. They will be strong. I think the baby will be born. And somehow, one of the doctors will do something that makes the baby's life better. Either a fetal surgery or they develop some sort of, like, Callie's limb thing. I don't know. I that's not how I feel about it.
You know what? Callie. They were bringing up miracle and da da da.
I don't think that's gonna happen.
I think it's not gonna be. I think they're gonna have a chance with the baby, and Dr. Herman's gonna give them bad news, but there's also another good news to it, like on the flip side of it. Because I don't know. We gotta keep the storyline going just a little bit longer, and then she's got to lose the baby bump because you're, you know, like, we just got to move on.
I do think the baby will be born though. Yeah, and I do think they'll stay together.
Do you think that the baby will, like, live, though?
I don't know. I mean, if I had to make a prediction on that, yes. But really? I'm not 100% on that
I just don't know if they should cast another baby we're never going to see.
Well, that's why it's not a problem. Hey, we're going to need your twins for 15 minutes again after that? No, sorry.
No.
Just once.
Two more years.
Yep.
I think at what Lauren thinks is the best fan ever, because she is with me on that tonight's episode was the best. Shout out to you, girl.
Yeah, you guys are smoking something. Well, there you guys have it. You know, Star will give you that one. You say tomato, I say this show sucked. Until next week, you guys, I'm Jason Carter. You can find me online at JJC Forever.
And I'm Star Session at STAR.
Spell Star.
I'm Star Session. STARRSESSION.
You
or
did it!
Pookie, POOKIE.
No, you can't find me at Pookie.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange or on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
And you can find me on the social medias at Julie Parton, JULIEPARTIN.
Woo! All right. Good show.
Yes, y'all can spell. Hey, guys, see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.